Takeaway, I'm John Huckenberry with Kelly Goff, host of WNYC's Political Party and columnist at the Daily Beast. What do you think of that was just spoken about there, that if Trump, maybe he isn't an overt racist, but if he can't do anything to help this angry white group that helped to get him elected, he can turn the screws on the people they think have benefited, blacks, Latinos, et cetera, and that would raise the tensions in a sort of populist Trump administration. What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. I want to be clear, though. I think that, yes, obviously he won the angry white guy vote, but I don't buy that all of them are angry because they're white. I just want to keep reinforcing that. I think some of them have legitimate reasons to be angry that have nothing to do with race, but a lot of them are angry because of race. How do we know that, John? Because we know that hate groups were coming down membership in terms of since 2011, and we've seen them spike up in the last in the months of this campaign. So that tells us something right there. But I do think that what's going to happen is he's someone who's going to find a tough reality in not being able to deliver on a lot of the promises he's made to this group. I think they're going to get disenchanted pretty quickly. And I think we could actually see some really interesting movement in the in midterms 2 years from now. That's what I actually think is we should be talking about.
No, and I think we will be talking about that between now and the midterms, which are all of a sudden on the table. Zach Stanton joins us, digital editor for Politico magazine. Hey, Zach, in terms of ballot measures in America, it's the day of marijuana.
It absolutely is, yeah. There were some major gains for marijuana yesterday. California, Nevada, Massachusetts all voted to legalize it for recreational purposes. And then in addition to that, it swept the board in terms of the states where it was up for medicinal purposes. Arkansas, Florida, Montana, and North Dakota all look to have legalized it for medicinal purposes, which brings it up to 29 states now where it's legal for medical.
Zach, is it the case that California voters went into the voting booth and were asked to vote yes or no on whether porn actors should wear condoms or not?
It was. It was actually sort of a continuation out of a countywide bill that had passed in Los Angeles County back in 2012, and it was basically making it statewide, this rule that actors in porn films should be forced to wear condoms. And voters overwhelmingly, it looks like, rejected the proposal, which is a boon to the adult film industry, which was afraid that if the law passed, many of its jobs would go out of state.
There was an AIDS outbreak, though, which is part of why there had been an outbreak
absolutely.
Of STDs, which is part of why they passed. I wrote about porn once.
No, it's definitely an issue.
Getting on the table.
Death penalty. What happened there?
So the death penalty, not a good night for moratorium advocates. California voted to retain the death penalty. Nebraska voted to retain the death penalty. And Oklahoma actually passed a constitutional amendment to enshrine the right to use the death penalty. You know, death penalty opponents had been looking at this as a potential high watermark. If California and Nebraska had passed their bans, it would have led to 21 states banning the death penalty, which would have been an all-time high. But it looks like a major setback this morning.
Kelly, you think that's a law and order pivot quickly?
I think a lot of Trump supporters probably support the death penalty is what I'll say about that.
Hmm. Zach, final thoughts?
Final thoughts is that it really ran the board in terms of surprising things. You know, good night for marijuana, bad night for a lot of the healthcare reforms on the ballot. You know, Colorado had a single-payer initiative.
That's right.
It overwhelmingly looks like it lost with about 80% of people opposed to it.
Reversals everywhere you look, but except for marijuana. Zach Stanton is digital editor for Politico magazine. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.